This is a guided meditation designed to help you let go of the past. Don't listen to this meditation while driving or doing anything else that requires your attention, because this meditation will require your full attention. Find a comfortable place to sit or recline. You can keep your eyes open or you can gently close them, which can help with relaxation and going a little bit deeper. There will be a bell at the beginning to signal the start of the meditation and a bell at the end to finish it. This meditation is really designed in order to help you let go of the past and move forward in your life. Now, there might be some events of your past that you want to let go of, maybe mistakes or outside circumstances. For right now, though, just go ahead and imagine yourself walking through a forest. You can imagine seeing the different trees, different leaves that might be on the trees, the light as it filters through the branches, the well-worn path ahead of you. If you can really picture it clearly, try and imagine the sounds of this forest, the smells. What temperature it might be, if it's humid or not. But you're on a forest path, walking a path that you've walked on many times. In a way, this path is a representation of the past. It's a living embodiment of the choices and experiences that you've had. Now, a path in a forest isn't inherently good or bad, but it could be useful or not, just depending on the destination it is going towards. So if this path is headed towards a useful destination, a pleasant destination, it can stick around. But most likely, if you're listening to this meditation, the path you're on leads to something unpleasant. Maybe a sense of guilt or sadness, or maybe it's just a path that just sort of circles long on itself. A path that causes you to endlessly ruminate. Because you've been walking this path many, many times, again and again. Perhaps thinking over that experience you had. Know that you can't unmake the path. The path has been put in place. We can't go back in time. We can't change things. But you can choose not to walk it anymore. Not to ruminate on the past. And what happens to a path that is no longer walked on? It just becomes overgrown. The forest reclaims it. Bushes and trees and grass, they overtake the path. And eventually, the path is no longer obvious. In fact, eventually, it can be really hard to see, even notice that there was a path there in the first place. But leaving that path, leaving that story that you've been telling yourself about it, it requires bravery to walk a new path. You have a choice right now. For the rest of this meditation, you can choose to walk this path if you aren't ready to leave. And if so, that's okay. You can feel whatever you need to feel, think about whatever you need to think about. But if you want to try something new, you can imagine walking into the forest, creating a new path, really forging into the unknown. Now, it doesn't matter which choice you make, to walk the path you've known before or to make a brand new path. But when you make the choice, you can imagine what actions you're going to need to take in order to follow through in real life. So imagine yourself moving forward in the direction you want to go. Now, in a moment, a bell will ring to signal the end of the meditation. Know that no matter what choice you made, each day is a brand new opportunity to make that choice again. Because just like a path in a forest wasn't created in a single day, your new path won't be either. It's the choices you make each and every day. And if you weren't ready to move on to that new path today, you know that tomorrow is a new opportunity to make a new choice. Know that the path you choose to walk will become more used, will become well-worn and easier to walk down. And the path that is neglected will be overgrown. And it is your choice which path you walk each and every day. That bell signals the end of the meditation. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.